Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam, Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. This is the fifth Shi'ur, and we're trying to figure out, among other things, what's the pshat in the Rambam that there's no machlokas in Kabbalah, in Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, and we saw various sources that there are. And again, we are going to go in the Derech of Mariv Rabbi, Agoyna Godel, Amuflav, Amuflag, Rabbi David Zagman Zetzel. So we have to hark back to what we learned in the first halacha in the Rambam. We had a whole series of shiurim in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Mamrim, so I refer you to there for the broad perspective. And what we said there, al pi divrei Rambam b'sefer mitzvos b'sharei sheni, that indeed, according to the Rambam, drashos and halacha l'moshe mitzrayim, things that are learned hermeneutically, and things that are learned halacha l'moshe mitzrayim, are called divrei sofrim. That there are those that are considered d'oraisa, v'hem elu shenemar b'hem she'enam inyan l'sofrim shehem Torah she'ba'al peh. שאז כל מציאותה הוא רק על ידי שאומרים אותם סופרים. There's a certain gather of droshos, and a lot of them are which are divrei sofrim, and those are Torah Shebaal Peh. Their whole mitzius is as a result of the fact that they were said by the Chacham. Because they were said by the Chachamim, they have a Chalos Shem Torah. That's one category. But there's another category, and that's what the Rambam holds, that Darashas and Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim are called Divrei Sofrim. Because when the rabbis say it, the Chachamim, the Beis Din HaGadol, they are Torah, they are Mitzius of Torah, V'im Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh, as we saw in the Rambam. But there's another gather that's considered d'oraisa. The Rambam says sometimes it's d'oraisa, and we see in the Gemara that sometimes it's considered d'oraisa, d'orashas, and halacha l'moshe mitzrayim. Al gedel shel pirush Torah shebichtav havu, shebeze al yedei halacha l'moshe mitzrayim u'drasha, shuv zeu pirusha shel Torah shebichtav, v'lo tali b'sofrim. There, the halacha l'moshe mitzrayim, the drasha, that is the perush of the Torah shebichtav. That's now tzemud. That's part and parcel of the Torah shebichtav. And in such a case, the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, or a Jerusha, that becomes attached, dependent, to Torah Shebichtav, and it doesn't depend on the Sofrim. And therefore, it's not considered Divrei Sofrim. So we discuss this at length at certain times. It only has a shame of Torah Shebaal Peh, because it was said over by the Chachamim, and they are Iker Torah Shebaal Peh. But sometimes it is appended to Torah Shebichtav, and that's when it's considered d'oraisa. We discussed how the Ziknei Beis Din HaGadol, each of them has a din and a shame, that he's chelek mei HaKabbalah v'Torah Shebaal Peh. So you can listen to those shiurim, and you can look in the Sefer Yad Melech of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal, and in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and see more at length. According to this, it would appear that the Rambam says that there's no machlekes in Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, and when one person says, kach kibalti, there's nothing to talk about, and in the Sefer Toras Nevi'im of the Maritz Chayis, he brings a makor from Kama V'Kama Sugyas, he brings from Yavamis 77b, Lenin Amoini V'Loi Amoinis, שנועץ חרב בבייס המדרש, ואומר כך קיבלתי מבייס דינו של שמואל הרמוסי, so I received from the בייס דין of שמואל הרמוסי, that an Ammoni is not allowed to come to Klal Yisrael, but an Ammonis is allowed to come to Klal Yisrael. A female is allowed, and so is Mekabel from the בייס דין of שמואל הרמוסי, ושמו לו, and they listened to him. And so too in the Mishnah in Yadayim 4:3, which is cited in Chagiga 3b. Al tachushi leminyanechem, forget about your vote. Mekubal ani halacha l'moshe mitzrayim, Ammon and Moab, Ma'asun, Ma'aser, Ani, B'Shvius. What comes from Ammon and Moab, even in Shvius, you have to take Ma'aser, Ani. Even though it's the seventh year, and there's no Ma'aser in the seventh year, it comes from Ammon and Moab, you do have to. And they were Makabalas Dvarav. V'chein B'yavom, Esayin Vav, Amad Beis, Im Halacha, Im Makabal, Vim Ledin, Yesh Shuv, it's Halacha, will be Makabal. Vim Ledin, and if it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, if it's logic, then yesh tshuva. Then we can argue. But if it's a din, we're going to be makabel. If it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, we're going to be makabel. So the yisoid hadin to be makabel halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is because loy shamati is not a machlokes. So I didn't hear. That's not considered a machlokes. So if one of the Chachmei Kabbalah says Kibalti, there's a Kabbalah of Torah, and that's Torah. And since nobody argues with him, when they're saying Lo Shamati, because Lo Shamati isn't an argument, Lo Shamati, I didn't hear it, doesn't mean it wasn't said. So Memela, we have this Kabbalah. And this Kabbalah is considered Torah. And that's Mechai of everybody. Because Torah is Mechai of everybody, like we spoke about in the previous shir. When you have a Roiv, and they say that they think that you should make a takana, a gzeiro, a minog. So that roiv, they're considered Torah. They are Torah. So you have more Torah on this side than on the other side. That's mechayv. When someone says, I have a Kabbalah, that's Torah. And that Torah obligates everybody. And from there flows what the Rambam says in the Perashah Mishnah, it's Pesach Dvorav, as we spoke about in a previous shir. Shenafla machlek, sheyevsha shenafla machlek is mider tosa alochas of shichom neishachem yom kippur kabbalas emes vasheni toba kabbalas. So it's impossible. There was a machlekes. Somebody forgot, or one of them was makabala kabbalas emes, and the other was toba, made a mistake in his kabbalah and his receiving. O shochach, or he forgot. O lo shama mipira b'kol ma shetzarech l'shmoya. Or he didn't hear from his Rebbe everything he was supposed to hear. And that the Rambam says that a person who says this has no seichel. The person has no seichel if he says this. Because in order to come to such mistakes, you need a lot of time. And if there's a din that's mechayev a kabbalah from one person, even if his friend didn't hear it, memeil, the din is mukhra. There's no room for a mistake, because a person says that this is the way it is. And that's it. It was mukhra, it was already decided. There's no room for such mistakes. And somebody who didn't hear, so he doesn't have the halacha l'moshe mitzrayim. And he's not mechuyev. If he doesn't have it. But the second his friend has it, so now that's Mechayiv, that's Torah. If there was no din to be Makabel, then you could see such a mistake, because Reuven says, I have Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Shimon says, I don't. And then over time, you know, there are, since it wasn't Mukhra, so mistakes are going to be made. People that say, okay, I received this and I didn't receive that. That's how over time things can happen. But here there's no over time. You see, the second somebody says, I have a Moshe Mitzrayim, that's it. It's a done deal. But if there was an immediate hachra, then there's no room for mistakes. There's no room for forgetting. Shekivan, shedinu lekabel mimi sheyodea, since the din is to receive from somebody who says that he knows, the male, it's not shaykh to have a machlokas. So it appears that that's all the divrei Kabbalah, that are together peirush l'toyra, that through Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, it's Torah shebichsav she'enot tluy b'sofer. That's only b'divrei Kabbalah that are a peirush l'toyra. That's a commentary to the Torah. That's tzamud to the Torah. That's appended to the Torah. So through Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim, it's considered Torah shebichsav, and it's not totally in the sofer. Like the Rambam brings dugmos in the Perashah Mishnayis, from when it says Yad B'Yad L'Gabi Chabalah, that everybody holds that when it comes to Chabalah, so you don't take out the person's organ, his limb, but he has to pay. and creates hadar, everybody holds that it's an esrog. The katzoy says kappa doesn't literally mean that when she reaches out her hand to protect her husband to hit the other fella, doesn't mean you literally cut her hand off. It means that she has to pay a koifer. She has to pay. Monetary, fine. Abbas koin ki sacher liznais, l'kuli alma, it's talking about an eishes ish. Moitzi shemer, everybody says it's talking about an eishes ish. The Rambam says that these are perushim mekubalim mipi Moshe shein machlokes b'hem. Sheperushim hainu shal yidei Moshe zoi Torah. Al yidei Moshe zoi Torah shebichtav. They never became divrei sofrim. They never became Torah shebal peh. These are Torah shebichsav. They're passed on as a oral commentary to the Torah, but that's part and parcel of the Torah. All of these different dinim the Rambam mentioned. And also in the Chelek HaRishon, the Rambam talks about various perushim that are mekubal mipi Moshe that have no machlokas, say from mitzvahs at the beginning of the Shoresh Hasheni. The Rambam says, שיש בהם דינם הם פירושים מקובלים מפי משה אין מחלוקת בהם. עין שם לרמב"ם, בהלך למשה מסיני, they were given בתורה as דברי סופרים, בתורה שבא פה, another הלך למשה מסיני. That was given בתורה as דברי סופרים, as we discussed at length in the שיעור מהלך האלף, that were given as בתורה as דברי סופרים, בתורה שבא על פה, and that's totally in the מקבלים. They are the Torah, the people who are saying over this Torah, they are the carriers of this Torah, they are the Torah. Just like we said before about the Kanas and Gzeres, that even though it's not considered a machlokes, nevertheless, when the Roiv have this Torah, even though the Roiv can't be mevatel divrei amiyut, because it's not a pshat in logic that the Roiv, the logic of the Roiv, the din of the Roiv is miskaber on the miyut, but rather there's just more Torah. And therefore, halach acharav uruban, go after the rov, go after whoever has more Torah. So, who adin, as we spoke about in the previous year at length, so who adin halach l'moshe misinai, which is begedah shel divrei sofrim. Again, the two halach l'moshe misinai. Halach l'moshe misinai is begedah divrei Torah, like when the Gemara says that it's din Torah. And this halach l'moshe misinai is begedah divrei sofrim, that it's the sofrim, it's the rabbis, they are the carriers of this Torah. Shekishainai, it's al mi, shelo shama, it's lo, ein Torah zo. Meilan kal din lekabla mi mi shekain shama. מאחר שאין על ידי זה דין לקבל, so there's no din that you have to be מקבל. If there's a din that you have to be מקבל, so then there's going to be no מחלוקס. But if it's בגדר דברי סופרים, then there could be מחלוקס. Just like if you have a case, let's say you have a miyut, and the miyut say to make a certain takana, a certain zera, so that's Torah. But the rov doesn't say that way. So since the rov doesn't have the Torah, the miyut's not mechayiv that. That's talking about the divrei sofra. That's talking about takanas, manhagas, zeras. The same thing halach l'moshe misina. Halach l'moshe misina, that's begedah divrei sofra, where the people didn't hear it, so that's not mechayiv them. There's no din to be makabel. There's only a din to be makabel. Halacha Moshe Messina, it's begedah divrei Torah. And therefore, there could be a machlokas about this b'meshech hadaris. Because here, there's no hachra. Here, there's no decision. It's you're going one way, not the other. And therefore, over time, mistakes can creep in. So the only way you prevent the machlokas is that it has a din of Torah shebichsav, and the second a person says it, you have to be, someone on the beis din says it, so you have to be a mekabel what he says as Torah shebichsav, and therefore that's achra. It's too late. You can't argue. But when we talk about Torah she, we talk about halacha mishusina together, divrei sofrim, there you can have machlokas, and this we see in the Rambam and halacha beis that the marker of the din Torah shebalpel dvarmi pi hashmua. So when it says Mikol Adavar Sheyagidu Lecha, and the things that are learned from Achas Min Amidos, the Makor is Vala Mishpat Asher Yomer, Ein Sham Balacha Beis. The Divrei Rambam Sham Hem Al Dvarim Shegam Lachar Kabbalah, they still called Divrei Sofrim. And on this we see that the Limud, the Yud Gimel Midos, who Mishpat, that's what it says, those that are learned from the Yud Gimel Midos, Ala Mishpat Asher Yomer Lecha, Seichel v'havana mechayev lekabla. When it comes to mipi hashmua, there's no havana mechayevus. Ela sheyagidu l'cha. In other words, etzem ha'amira is an amira mechayev, amira's Torah mechayevus. And if so, if there's no amira, if there's no mikol debra sheyagidu l'cha, there's no dinna, you have to be mekabla. So if it's mipi hashmua, that you have to be mekabel, mekol adavar sheyagidu lecha. The second they say it, that's it, that's the hachra. They learn from the Yud Gimel Midas, that's mishpat, that's seichel, that's not mechayev. If there's an argument, it's just mechayev us because there's seichel, there's havana. When it comes to mipi hashmua, it's not a havana that obligates us, ala sheyagidu lecha, the etzem ha'amira, which is Amira's Torah is Mechayevus. And if so, as long as there's no Amira, because they weren't Mekabel, other people weren't Mekabel, and this doesn't have a din of Torah Shebichsav, so that's not going to be Mechayev. There's no Mikol Dover Asher Gidu Lecha. It doesn't have a din Torah Shebichsav, and therefore it's no din to be Mekabel. And Yadayim Perek Gimel Mishnah Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel that we mentioned earlier. So it says, "Kach mekublani ani yad aloch l'moshe misinai." Amon and Moav ma'asum ma'isirani b'shvius. That Amon and Moav are ma'aser take ma'isirani in the seventh year. In the seventh year, normally you're patur from shumas and ma'isers, but in Amon and Moav, they're chayv in shumas and ma'isers. The Rash and the Rush. And Hilchos Mikvosim and Aleph, that's where the Rosh is there, and Yadayim, right? That's not Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's the Rabbanan. But it's strong like Halacha Moshe Misinai, but the Rambam, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, and Halacha Hey writes that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and so he writes in his Akdamot of the Perush Mishnayis, is discussed by the Radbaz Perek Aleph Michel Shemus Halacha Vav. So based on what we said, since it says in the Mishnah Al Techu Shilam Yanechem, forget about your vote. If there was a Machlokas B'Takana, if the Rov holds there's no reason for this Takana, it's not a Takana, it's Batal Aidei Ruban, as we spoke at the Lashon Ruban, most of the people who don't agree with the Takana. But since Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is begedra Torah Mamish, so they have to be Mekabel. And therefore it's Mukhrach L'Das HaRambam that the Kavana is for Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Mamish. In other words, if it was just a Machlokas B'Takana, then you'd have to follow the rove. But the Rambam, but it says in the Gemara, Al Techushu L'Minyanechem. Don't follow your rove. Why not follow your rove? It must be, it's Mamish Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Because when do you follow roves? When do you follow Ruban? When there's a Takana, and then you're deciding, should you make this takana, should you not make this takana? So there you follow the rov. But if it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, there you don't have to listen to any rov. That's Begedra Torah Mamish. And therefore, that overrides any minyan, any count. So that would be the difference then. When do we say, when are we Mekabel? When is there Machlokas Halacha L'Moshe Misinai and when there isn't? When the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is a Gedra of Torah Shebichsav, when there's nothing to talk about, that's an absolute Hachra. And when it's Begedra, Torah Shebaal Peh, that the rabbi is saying it, they're the carriers of Torah Shebaal Peh. So there you can have a Machlokas. They say it and they don't say it. And there you can take a vote. There could be a Machlokas. So we still have tons more to say on this. And again, in order to fully understand, you have to have heard the previous shiurim. So I hope you have, and if not, Baruch Hashem, we're all alive, so we still have time to do so. And Yirtzeh Hashem, hopefully we will continue this beautiful mahalach in future shiurim. and see more and more neflos gedolos mitaras Hashem's Baruch. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and beloved friends.